calls not returned. In my career, more salespeople have not returned my calls than have ever taken my calls. I was in my sales office yesterday, and I was asking the guy, how y'all doing? Man, I can't get people to call me back. Yeah, so what? What should I say? What message should I leave? Dude, tell them that the world's coming to an end. Call me. Tell them I have $1 million for you. Call me. Tell them that if you don't call me back, I'm going to ship it to you anyway. Dude, I don't care what you leave them, what message you leave them. Tell them that you're the next coming of Jesus and that you've actually returned. Whatever, bro. There is no magic, okay? So, like, you got to know that. You got to go into this game saying, look, they're not calling me back. I mean, here's the deal. If you're going to call somebody back 15 times over the next 15 months, just do a little test right now. You're going to call a guy back 15 times over the next 15 months. What's the solution? He's not going to call you back anytime. Dude, the solution is to call him 15 times over the next 15 days. Don't wait 15 months. Calls not returned mean nothing. You need to understand that when people do not call you back, it does not mean that they're not interested. It doesn't mean they're not interested in you. It doesn't mean they're not interested in your product. This morning I wake up and I text this woman, Jill Eber, here in Miami Beach. Hey, I'm ready to look at 15 Star Island. I want to look at Matt Damon's property that's on the market. And I want to look at, I think it's called 92 LaGorse. By the time you hear this, you'll know whether I closed on these deals or not. Look, this chick hadn't heard from me in 2.5 months. Okay, 2.5 months ago, I wanted to look at 15 Star Island, which is a teardown facing downtown Miami. I said I was interested. I wanted to look 2.5 months ago. Then she says, when? I said, no, I went to Tampa. Blew off to Tampa. I was in Tampa 2 months. She's asking me where I'm at. 2.5 months later, I text her. I'm ready to look now. Okay? She called me. She emailed me. And she texted me in those 2.5 months. And I didn't return her phone call. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean I'm a flake. It doesn't mean that I got a problem. Dude, you know what? I lost interest in the product for that period of time. It doesn't mean I lost interest in Jill. The Miami real estate market, Star Island. It doesn't mean any of that. Doesn't mean anything. So what do I want you to get out of this? Calls not returned means nothing. Okay? Now, it could mean something, but I want you to understand it doesn't mean anything. Maybe they didn't get your message. Perhaps they got overwhelmed. Perhaps I went on a mission. I changed my mind from buying a house to going to Tampa and doing something more important for me at that moment. Or maybe they just don't feel a sense of manners. Maybe they just have no manners. Maybe they're unprofessional. Maybe they don't know the protocol. Oh, maybe they didn't agree to call you back every time you called them. Look, I personally make it an effort to respond to all calls. I don't do it perfectly. In fact, I thought I'd text her back and say, look, I'm going to be in Tampa for a couple months. But she's not my mama. I don't need to tell her what I'm doing every time. I personally make an effort to respond to all people's calls, no matter, regardless of my interest, the call or the caller. I just think it's the right thing to do to call people back. I don't care if they're fans, freaks. You know, I'm at least going to call them back. I'm going to text them. I'm going to email them. I try to handle all my comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, but I can't get to them all. Sometimes I miss stuff. And if I can't get to the call, then I'll have my assistant respond, requesting either more information or informing that I'm not interested this time. I try to be professional, but look, it happens. I just think it's important for me to keep the flow going, even though when somebody reached me and I'm not interested, to flow back to them and say, hey, not right now. Because if I stop communicating either way, I think it's going to stop things for me. I'm worried about it stopping my flows, you know, making things not happen. Now, just because I do that, doesn't mean other people have to. And it doesn't mean just because I have a commitment to doing it that I'm going to be perfect at doing it. But just because I call people back does not mean my partner in Orlando is going to call every person back. It doesn't mean the guy I'm trying to sell is going to call me back. And it doesn't mean that they're not interested. And you can't take it personal. I always, always leave a message when I call someone. I know people that don't leave messages. I'm like, dude, the reason you don't leave a message is because you take it personal. You have taken it personal so long for so many people not calling you back that you're like, I ain't gonna leave a message this time because I don't want them not calling me back because they'll know who I call. Dude, don't. Why are you doing that? Leave a message always. Always, always, always leave a message. Leave a message. The only reason you would not leave a message is because you think you're either wasting their time, your time, or, oh, I'm not going to leave a message so I can call back and talk to them later because you're taking it personal. When someone doesn't call you back, don't try to calculate what it means. Or if you're going to calculate what it means, it means what? Nothing. Let it mean nothing. Call client. Leave message. No return phone call equals nothing. You don't know what it means, in truth, when a client does not call you back. But what it should mean to you is either it means nothing, and I just need to make more calls, make more contacts, email, personal visits, stop by and see if they're all right. Dude, I called you the other day. You didn't call me back. Want to be sure everything's cool. I was in the neighborhood. See, get creative about how you're going to follow up. Never bring up the unreturned phone calls like I just did, by the way. I wouldn't bring them up. Hey, man, I've been calling you back, man. You don't call me back, man. Come on, man. What's up? If you do bring it up, hey, man, I was just worried about you. Everything all right? You cool? Okay. Maybe you didn't get my call. Could that have happened? Could I have called them and they didn't even get it? I had a guy call me the other day. Man, I've been calling you and you don't call me back. I'm like, bro, I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've been emailing you too, man. I don't even know what you're talking about. Why you want to start the call like this? Don't start the call making me wrong. How do you know? How do you know I even got it? Never bring up the unreturned calls or the unreturned emails, and never make the client wrong for not calling you back. Never, never, ever make them wrong for that. It's not his or her job, responsibility, or moral agreement to call you back. They have no agreement. There's been no agreement. I must call you back because you called me back. It's not your job to do the follow-up. It's your job to do the follow-up. It's your job to be more creative. It's your job to persist in new and varying forms. It's not their job to call you back. Vary the types of communication. Vary the messages. Keep it creative. Keep it fluid. Use every form of communication possible. If emails aren't working, try postage. If postage didn't work, try personal visit. If that's not working, hey, man, get your friends to follow them or their company on Facebook or Twitter. Dude, whatever, man. Like, when you commit, you'll get creative. Creativity follows commitment. If none of these work, put them on a help list. Put your customer on a help list. Put your customer, hey, I need help with ABC right now. I'm trying to sell ABC a television show right now. Who do you know at ABC that might be able to help me? Who do you know that might know somebody at ABC? Who do you know that's ever worked at ABC? Come on, somebody you know somebody at ABC. See, use a help list, okay? And maybe somebody that you know can help you with somebody at that company. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting to the right person at the right time. Be creative. Remember, quitting can't be an option. Making them wrong cannot be an option. Take responsibility. Keep it up here. Make sure you know what's going to happen. Nothing, again, remember, nothing is happening to you. It's happening because of you.